time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Cuckaroo.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Good morning, everybody. Dom DeCastro and Nick Cuckaroo, the team of Nick and Nick is here with you every single week. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
I'm not wasting any time. Not even telling you what's going on. I'm just
A ton's going on, so we'll get right to it.
All right. This is postseason in the Merrimack Valley, so let's get to it. Massachusetts. All right. Central Catholic and Chelmsford are meeting up today in a big Division I baseball matchup. That is at 4 o'clock at Northern Essex Community College. That is the round of 16. If Methuen won on Wednesday against the Severian Brothers, that meant Methuen would face either Central or Chelmsford, whoever wins that game. So that's a good little Methuen couple of days.
Yeah, that's a five versus 21. That's a tall task for Methuen. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, upset Severian, then go over exactly. to catch number 4 Central against number 13 Chelmsford and see who your next opponent will be in the state quarterfinals. We have anybody else left over there, Nick? I don't think so, for Division I baseball.
Yeah, nope, not yet. Nope, no one yet. No one left.
Yep, Division II baseball. Same story. I think we're wiped out there as well.
Yeah, looks like it.
Mm-hmm. A quick Division III check. Sometimes the Bill Rickers of the world fall in there.
Yeah, they're one of those tweener schools.
Yep, nope, we're moving on. Softball, Division I, plenty to talk about here. Central Catholic and Arlington played in the round of 16 on Wednesday, and the winner again would get Methuen, and we talked about Brooke Tarduno. Uh-huh. Actually, we didn't talk about her, and we're going to talk about her in the upcoming.
Spoiler alert, she got a bigger one.
We're going to talk about her at the end. She's a Methuen softball player, and she had a game with her team on Wednesday against Bridgewater Raynham. If they win and then Central Catholic wins, that's a nice MVC matchup in the state quarterfinals. North Andover still around in the round of 16. They've got Wachusett.
North Andover is rolling right now. 24-3 round of 32 win over Newton South. Hopefully they can keep that rolling. Wachusett is a wagon. I know they were a semifinalist last year. I mean, I go all the way back to 2019. I saw Methuen play Wachusett in the Division I state final before Gloucester and Hudson. And Wachusett was awesome.
Yeah. Chelmsford on the other side of the bracket alone, MVC-wise, they got King Philip. Chelmsford beat Hingham 12-0. Good start to the tournament for them. They're in the round of 16 against King Philip, and they'll face the winner of Attleboro Bishop Feehan. That will all be decided by the time you listen to our voices.
Yes.
All right, Division II softball. We know we get some action there. Bill Ricca off to a nice start, 4-1 win over Notre Dame, facing Ludlow on Wednesday in the round of 16. And Tewksbury's on the same side of that bracket. They've also got a date with Dartmouth on Wednesday, and they beat Stoughton to get there 9-1. Tewksbury-Bill Ricca world for Division II.
Yep. Tewksbury really kind of, you know, they scheduled Peabody the last game of the regular season. What a perfect tune-up to get ready for the tournament.
No question about it. Let's talk some lacrosse for the Merrimack Valley Division I. North Andover. In the round of 16th against Catholic Memorial and
8-9 matchup. Those are always good.
Yeah. Winner of that gets the prep defending champs or Wellesley, whoever wins that battle, at 5 o'clock on Thursday at St. John's Prep. Chelmsford on the other side of the bracket facing Acton Boxborough on Wednesday. And if they win, they'll get the winner of Andover and Lincoln Sudbury. So you could have an Andover Chelmsford quarterfinal there.
Mm-hmm. That would be excellent.
Yeah.
Chelmsford a 314. You never know. Those team seeds in the round of 16, they give those high seeds trouble.
Yeah. That's,
those games are not pushovers at all.
Yeah. Bill Ricca is in the Division III round of 16. They've got Burlington. Winner gets Long Meadow, Plymouth South. Burlington, that is a home. I mean, Bill Ricca, that is a home game for them. Number 5 seed. I believe Bill Ricca was a state finalist last year or the year before.
Yeah, they're usually one of the classes of the MVC when it comes to LAX, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question. Let's go to the Division I, see what we got for girls lacrosse. Chelmsford Central Catholic Merrimack Valley matchup. in the round of 16. That's on Wednesday. The winner gets Lincoln Sudbury Hingham. Anyone on the other side of that bracket, North Andover is certainly Wednesday. They play Wellesley. North Andover open with 11-6 win over King Philip.
Excellent.
And winner gets Concord Carlisle or Franklin. We got any representation in Division II? We sure do. Bill Ricca, girls lacrosse, playing Wayland on Wednesday in the round of 16. Earning a date with Falmouth or Scituate if they win. And is Bill Ricca our only hope in Division II? Yes, they are.
Yeah, looks like it.
And we'll take one more quick peek at Division III. Maybe a Tewksbury in there or something. We'll take a quick look. Nope. I don't see anybody. Okay. All right. Quick run through tennis. Let's see if, we know the Merrimack Valley isn't the big powerhouse in tennis usually, but, let's see. Andover bowed out with a loss at Lexington in Division I. Division II, that's boys, by the way, boys tennis. Division II, quick pass here. Don't see anybody there. Let's move on to girls Division I tennis. You've got Andover
alive. Still alive. Winchester, yeah. On Wednesday they played.
Yep. And that'll get them a date with Boston Latin if they win that one. Quick pass to Division II for girls tennis.
Nothing.
Nope. Okay. So yeah, baseball, softball's looking healthy, right?
As usual.
And a few lacrosse teams in the valley. Okay. So let's take a break. We are going to be talking the sport we didn't talk about in the opening segment, and that's track.
Yes.
Because we've got a state champion out of North Andover whose team has been on an incredible run. Four state titles in Division II, the last two seasons, indoor and outdoor. What a great run for them. And this young gentleman finished off his career in Massachusetts track with an 800 state championship on Division I, and we will talk to him about it after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Cashman, Nick Kukuru, back at it with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be North Andover state champ, Ryan Connolly for track. What's going on, Ryan?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Fresh off a great couple of weeks for you. You had two state championships on Division II level, the mile and the 800. Then you go back a week later and get it done in the 800 for a state title. Looking at those accomplishments the last 2 weeks, you know, what were the big goals for you coming into the season? Clearly setting goals high, I'm sure you were. Was this where you wanted to be?
Yeah, like all season long, I've always wanted, and all year long, my goal was to win a all-state title in any event. So going in, I had a minor injury at the beginning of indoor, and then I ended up coming back in indoor late in the season, and I got second in the mile at all states by like less than a second. So that one definitely hurt, but I knew from that race that I could compete with like all the top guys in the state. And going into outdoor in the all states, I was pretty pumped, and I knew the 800 was a perfect field for me. So I was so excited, and I was really confident that I could win it.
Yeah, Ryan, take us to that, 800 meter at the all-state meet. How was the field, and how did you get it done? How were you able to best everybody?
Yeah, it was definitely like, I don't run the 800 too much. Like, that was my third 800 of the season, but this was the strongest 800 field I've ever run in, and it was one of the most competitive races. It was probably like 90 degrees that day. It was super hot, but like going in, I was thinking that it's only two laps. The heat won't affect me for two laps. So I was just kind of zoning out all the factors, and I was just focusing on how I feel. And I felt my legs felt really good that day. I just felt really pumped up, and I was the one seed. So I really wanted to get a good start and just show everyone that like I could compete with everyone and hopefully win it. And that's what happened. So I was super pumped after the win.
Yeah. And you got that done. Was that day one of the 3-day event? Yeah. And then day two was an off day kind of, right? And then you come back day three and do the mile.
Yeah. So yeah, there was nothing in between day one and two, and in between I had my graduation. So that was good. And then I just went to bed after and tried to rest up. But, my legs were kind of very tired after my 800. So I didn't have my best mile, but I was just super happy with the 800.
Yeah. Something tells me you were pretty geared up for that mile because like you in the indoor, you were so close.
Yeah. Like I was less than a second off, but the outdoor 800 field was really strong. So. It just wasn't my race. There was a lot of pushing and shoving in it. It was physical and just was a little off, but it's all right.
Yeah, Ryan, I mean, those are two of the more, grueling races. I mean, like the 800 especially, you can't really pace yourself. It's a half a mile. How do you gear yourself up to run two events of that distance, in a weekend? I mean, that's got to be a difficult task.
Yeah, so going into the last 2 weeks, because it's been two-day meets, I've been building my training where I've been dropping my mileage. So my legs are more fresh and ready for the 2-day meets. So it's kind of like to like make my legs like run the fastest towards the end of the season, which is like the goal the whole season. So my mileage this past 2 weeks have been like significantly lower than like the whole entire season, which I've been doing a lot of mileage this season.
Yeah. I mean, in a typical like Merrimack Valley conference meet, do you double up? You do the 800 and the mile in the same day?
I double, but I don't do the, I'll usually do the mile. I won't do the 8. My teammate Cam will do the 8, and then I'll do like the mile, and then we'll both come back for the 4x8 relay. So like I will do two events, just not like two individual events.
Yeah. Yeah. And in Division 2 team wise, how'd you guys do? Did you pull it off the win?
Yes. Yeah. This was we've won Division 2 states last year indoor, last year outdoor, and then this year indoor and this year outdoor. So that was my fourth Division
2 title. Clean sweep.
Yeah, it's been good. Like we haven't really, our team has never, we have won it one time before in outdoor, and we've never won indoor before the last 2 years. So it's been awesome.
Ryan, take us to the stage there winning that championship. I mean, as someone who's, tried to cover a track meet live and not done a good job keeping track of the points, were you guys able to keep track of them? Did you know you guys had it, or was it kind of that, waiting for the the point reads?
Yeah. So the day one, it was close. So we were up, we saw at the end of day one, we were up by 20, but we knew that the other front runner was Hopkinton, and when we can see the seedings on day two, we saw that they were stacked in almost every event, and it was going to be hard. They're one of the most respectable teams that we've been against. We lost to them at state relays. So we knew that going in, we had to just have our best day on day two. And then day two went and we just had an amazing day. Like we saw halfway through the meet, like we checked the score and we were up by a lot. And then it just like didn't stop there. Like towards the end, like our relays did awesome. And our field events did awesome. It was just like an amazing day all around for our whole team. And I think we won by like 40 points or maybe almost 50 points even. I don't really remember, but it was an amazing day for us.
That's convincing. That's convincing for sure. And it's crazy. Like it's such a different sport from every other sport, right? Like, so you get the points going, day two comes, you look in, Hopkinton's seated high. So, oh man, they're going to pick up some major points here. But then again, you're rooting against them, maybe cheering for some other schools to take, right? It's like, let's go Medway or whatever. It's just like, whoever, that's the odd part of it, right? It doesn't, like in a basketball game, you just play four quarters and it's over. You don't, like the Celtics didn't root for the Sixers to come in and beat the Heat for them. Yeah. Right. It's like, so did you find yourself like kind of, oh, maybe we're keeping an eye and maybe we're rooting a little bit for people to push Hopkinton out of there?
No, that sums it up perfectly. Like in some of the events, like Hopkinton is really good 400 runners and the herd, they're probably the best hurdle talent I've ever seen. But, you know, in the 400 hurdles or in the 4x4 relay, Redding is always there. And we were kind of cheering on Redding because they're
Hopkinton's different division. Yeah.
They're the Hopkinton's biggest competitors in those events. So We were, you know, we weren't being disrespectful, but we were cheering on Redding and just hoping that they could steal some points from Hopkinton to help us out a little bit.
Absolutely. Ryan, what's up now? Any other, track events coming up? I know there's New England's and Nationals still to go.
I ended my season this past weekend. I was kind of feeling a little like leg injury towards the end, and I just wanted to end my season and take a break before I start training for college and, you know, get a good summer of mileage in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's UMass Amherst?
Yeah, UMass Amherst.
Yeah, what's it look like for you there? Is it all three seasons?
Yeah, so I'll be doing cross country in the fall and then indoor and outdoor track, and I'm super excited. He's got a really good group of guys there, so it's going to be really awesome competing with them.
Yeah, and the cross country is quite a difference, right, in mileage going from high school to college?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing the most mileage I've ever done this summer and, you know, in the fall. Like, the highest I've done is, like, high 40s a week. So this summer, I think I'm going to be doing high 50s to 60s. I haven't really got my plan, but that's what I want to do, and I think my coach will agree with that. I think that's, like, a good plan for college-level training for freshman year.
What is the cross country distance in college? Or is it course by course?
For college, it's 8K.
That's a bit. So it's a 5K for high school, right?
Yeah. So it's definitely a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And I'm more of a I like the mile and the 2 mile and the 800. Mm-hmm. And I'm all right at the 5K, I think. But it will be a bit of an adjustment, I think. But I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Any other Merrimack Valley opponents or teammates joining you at UMass Amherst?
Yeah, so my friend is Colin Kern from Andover. He's going to be there. He got third in the 800 on Thursday, and he's going to be my roommate this year. So I'm really pumped to be going there with him. He's a super cool dude, and he's one of the fastest kids I've ever raced against. So it's going to be looking good for us at UMass.
Wow, that is like a full year of bragging rights in the same dorm room. Like, yeah, dude, you might want to take out the trash because I finished first, you finished third.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I definitely could pull that a few times.
How does that work out when you get a roommate from your friend? Like, can you do that? Like, can you
I kind of just asked him if he wanted to be my roommate in our coaching, and like he lets us, like, if we want to choose someone on the team, like one of the recruits that we can choose. And I thought, since we have a lot more in common than some of the other kids, since we live so close, that it'd be a good fit. And he's a super cool dude. So I'm really excited to be rooming with him.
Yeah. But you don't know how he is as a roommate yet.
No, not yet. Right. But I think he'll be a good roommate.
Different things come out when you room with someone, like, oh, geez, he snores. I never knew that, you know, or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
But that's cool. So he's running as well, all three seasons.
I don't know if he'll do cross country. I think he's more of an 800 runner. He might be training with us, but he'll definitely be training with us, and maybe he'll do a race or two. I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah. Like, roughly, what's the tale of the tape between you two and all your 800 competitions against each other?
Well, this was weirdly, this was our first time racing each other in the 800. In the 800, like, we race in cross country just because he's really good at cross country, but his main focus is the 8. And so I never really raced the 8 that much. I'm more of a miler. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the 8, like, this is my first, like, one of my biggest races in the 8. And so it was our first time racing. And at the MVC championship, he went like 153 high, like 0.8. And then at the state championship, like the D2 states, I went 153, like 0.3. And then this race, it was a slower race, but the first lap, it was me and him at first and second. And we went out in like a 56, which is a little slower than what we both wanted. So the ending time was like, for me, I got 154.1. And I think he got third with 155, like mid, like four or five. So yeah. it was like about a second in the at all states between us.
Yeah.
Nice. Ryan, I mean, this is always a difficult, you know, time of year, especially for seniors. You not only got your most important part of the season, but you got kind of all those senior events coming up. How are you able to juggle those? I know that's always it's always an issue for local coaches.
No, yeah. Running, it was a little hard like this past week because I missed practice. I think two of the days I had to run in the morning and stuff. But it was an exciting week, probably the busiest week of my life ever. Like, I had like a big thing every day with prom on last Wednesday, then all states Thursday, Saturday, and graduation Friday. It was probably the busiest week of my life. But, you know, I just had to get a lot of sleep and try to just eat healthy and just, keep motivated throughout the week and prepare for the race on Thursday and Saturday, because those are my biggest, like, since it was my last meet, it was like, I want to end the season strong. So I definitely, you know, took care of myself and it worked out.
Yeah. Final question for North Andover's Ryan Connolly, 800 track state champion. What's next in terms of academics? What's the big focus going to be at UMass?
I'm going in with a history major and I'm hoping to go to law school after. So that's kind of my thing. I'm not really a math guy, but I really love history. I'm really good at it. So that's going to be my studies in the next couple of years.
Sweet. Well, best of luck with that. Congratulations on the big state championship and the team win in Division II for North Andover. That's huge as well. Making that sweep of the last two seasons in Division II. Great stuff. Ryan Connolly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCashner, Cuckoo, closing out the show in the Valley. And that means we have our top moments from the week. Nick, what'd you find out there?
Yeah, I'm going to the MVC. Brooke Tardugno, if I pronounced that incorrectly, former guest on this show earlier this school year. She was named the MVC Division I Player of the Year for Methuen, shortstop. She's going to St. Anselm next year, 3-year starter. She's a 3-sport Eagle Tribune All-Star, also a soccer and basketball player. And she's dominated the MVC this season.
Sweetness. Yeah. And they're still around in that Division I tournament as the time of this recording. So Methuen going strong in softball. Love it. All right, Nick. Well, my top moment's going to stick in the Valley, of course, but it's going to go to the NHL scene with Jack Eichel. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Eichel. Yeah.
Eichel. North, the pride of North Chelmsford. How about that?
Nice.
Born 1996. He is ripping it up for the Vegas Knights, Golden Knights, right? Who are in the Stanley Cup finals right now. And they have a 2-0 lead playing on Thursday, game 3 against the Panthers. He's got 6 goals and 16 assists in the playoffs. What a contribution.
Conn Smythe.
Right? The plus minus is at 13 positive. Right. That's a good one, right? Right.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're doing this with such a mean head coach.
How did he ever do it? But the pride of North Chelmsford, he was a second pick overall in the 2015 draft to Buffalo, lands a gig with the Vegas Knights and is in the right spot at the right time. Some might question if he was in the right spot at the right time when a surging Florida Panther goon was heading his way.
No, not a goon. That's their best player.
Well, I how about a temporary goon for that hit?
I thought it was a clean hit. I thought it was. I was kind of annoyed that they gave him a misconduct. I mean, Eichel kind of tripped into that one.
Yeah. Did they give misconduct? Okay.
Yeah, he got two, and then he got tossed out of the game a little bit after that. Kachuk also has Massachusetts ties. His dad's a Keith Kachuk, former NHL star, is a Melrose native.
Yeah, so Chuck's been doing great for them, though.
Yeah, he's awesome,
right?
Yeah, he's like the Brad Marchand. He's a little bigger, a little stronger than Marchand. He's the same type of player.
So what's the consensus out there on Twitter, or whatever? Like down the middle, like some people think you see it clean hit, others don't.
I think most people saw it clean hit and were not happy that he got a misconduct there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the rule? You can hit anybody as long as they have the puck.
Yeah, the puck, and he was just skating on the blue line with his head down, and he kind of tripped a little bit, and he got nailed. He took it though like a champ. He got up, he stayed in the game, he kind of ate it.
Yeah. Well, and he kind of lost the puck at the last second, right?
Like wasn't. That was why I think he kind of tripped forward a little bit. By that point, Kachuk was kind of already committed to the hit.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't head hunting. He was going shoulder to chest.
That's true too. Yeah, I mean, I did see that. It was shoulder to chest, but. All right, maybe I'll take back my goon thing because I haven't put much
thought into it. Well, he can be a goon. He's a rat. He's a Brad Marchand, one of those guys that you love on your team and you hate when you're playing against him.
Yeah, he's like a hybrid of a goon and a great player.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's a great combo. That's why it's good to have Marchmont, as some people might call him.
Yep.
All right, so North Chelmsford's Jack Eichel and then Methuen's Brooke Tarduno. I think it's Tarduno without the G.
Okay.
If I remember during our interview, I could be wrong. But yeah, more great athletes out of the Valley. So speaking of great athletes of the Valley, stay with us for this show every week, msundersports.com. We're back week after week giving you the latest in the Merrimack Valley. And we'll be back next week. Every Thursday we're out, Thursday mornings on msundersports.com. All right, that's all I got. Anything else, Nick?
That's it.
All right, everyone, we will talk to you next week.